Today we have the beginning of a complex set of systems that'll bring some light rain this morning with a warm front. Then the associated cold front brings moderate, occasional heavy rain later this morning or early this afternoon. The snow level, which had raised to 3,500 to 4,000 feet, will begin to fall behind the cold front to around 2,500 feet. This will also bring some decent winds of 25 to 30 gusting to 45, with gusts 55 to 60 possible at the beaches later tonight through early tomorrow morning. This system will also cause blizzard-like conditions in the Cascades starting Friday night, with heavy snow and strong winds, which will cause very hazardous travel conditions through the Cascade passes for the next several days. Here, the rain turns to showers by early Saturday morning as the snow level begins to fall to around 2,000 feet. Another issue for tomorrow is the coastal flooding and some tidal overflow resulting from the higher river levels, along with the astronomical high tides that will be enhanced by higher seas rolling ashore. This will impact both Clatsop and Tillamook counties. It also increases the sneaker wave threat at the coast and could cause some beach erosion issues in certain areas, especially during high tide in the early afternoon tomorrow. If you must be on the beach, use extreme caution as conditions will be very dangerous. So, another cold front races in tomorrow evening that is not packing as much rain or winds, though the totals Friday through Saturday will be 3 to 4 inches in the coast range. Despite this, we're still not expecting any river flooding issues. We can expect rain Sunday turning to rain showers Sunday night as the snow level continues to drop from 1,200 feet that evening to around 600 feet by Monday morning, lower in the moderate rain. The forecast gets a little more iffy Monday, and by the way, afternoon temperatures will strain to hit 40. Monday night, the temperatures and the snow levels drop even further, with the rain showers becoming steady rain again Monday night, with another low dropping south into the area. We could see a low-level rain-snow mix until early Tuesday morning, when the low temperatures fall to around 30. This could mean not only do we see snow on the roads, but icy roads may also be an issue. The rain or snow eases Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday morning, which is a good thing, as the high Tuesday is only around the mid-30s. The low that night is around 29. After this, the model variations become even greater, so I'll just say that we have a chance of snow still Wednesday into Thursday. How much is still up in the air. I would also mention that the coast range passes would be a problem at times, as the snow could fall faster sometimes than ODOT's ability to clear the roads. If you have any appointments next week over in the valley, these may get canceled. Not because of the snow in the passes, but because the valley snow could be heavier than what we see. Some of the models show a lot of snow in the valley from Eugene northward to Portland, others don't. The best I can say is, do your shopping sooner rather than later and be ready, just in case. This is meteorologist Gordon McCraw for Coast Community Radio.